Can you tell me a little bit about this? It's a Robertson Davies play.
That's right.
And he's one of Canada's, he's one of my favorite playwrights, and he's one of Canada's best.
Mm-hmm.
So how did this project all come to be?
Well, it's about 4 years in the running. I was handed the play 4 years ago by our director, Eric Gowdy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "What do you think?" Read the play, loved it. I'd never read a Robertson Davies play before. I've read some of his,
mm-hmm.
his novels. I didn't even know he was a playwright, to be honest. So fell in love with the script. It's a little known script. It's not one of his masterpieces.
It's not one of his. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah. And then it sat on the shelf, and we didn't do anything until August. We put our heads together and said, "It's time. We've got the studio and." I really love to support Canadian writing in any way,
mm-hmm.
and this was the first time I decided to get up there on stage as well. So Eric and I have worked on other shows together, and this is the first time we've produced anything together. So, yeah.
Okay, what character are you playing? Should I guess?
Guess.
Susanna.
No.
No. Oh, okay. Francis. No, you're Catherine.
I'm Catherine.
The naturalist.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay, this play is based on, it's actually based on three women.
That's right.
Real life women who
yes.
lived near Peterborough, Ontario.
Right.
In the early 19th century. And their husbands are fighting Mackenzie's rebels at York. So they are living in a backwoods cabin while their husbands, they're waiting for their husbands. But there's Irish immigrant neighbor that's causing a bit of consternation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you take it from there.
Yes, his name is Phelim, and he is played by Jim Hill. He's from Stratford. He just finished doing Henry, actually, in Stratford.
Henry the...
The Fifth. He was an ensemble
really?
Member.
Okay, that was a great production.
Yeah, he picked up the role, and he's just phenomenal. He's the comic relief. And he definitely weighs on the nerves of all the women. But there's also a man by the name of Edmund Cantwell. And
mm-hmm.
he definitely comes in and shakes things up. And there are some great exchanges between Cantwell and the three ladies.
Why does he pay a call on them? Why?
Well, at first they think he's trying to seduce them. I believe, but really what it is he's really getting to what they call their heart's core, which is their work. This work deals with, I kind of look at it in three different ways. It deals with feminism, it deals with class issues,
mm-hmm.
and it also deals with coming to a new country and dealing with something that is completely unknown. These three women were very well educated for their time.
Well, they're
1830s,
like
right?
pioneers.
That's right. They were pioneers of literature
mm-hmm.
and botany, and all of a sudden they're stuck in the
backwoods
of Canada
and
alone.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Cantwell comes in and says, "You know, you guys have brains in your heads. What are you doing sitting here?" But really, that's what they felt they had to do. So they're sitting in the middle of a little rustic cabin, trying to be the gentle ladies that they were back in England.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very, there's a lot of really beautiful comedic moments. And also, it really gets to the hearts of all three women.
Well, he kind of comes in and he's like the devil's, he's like the devil. He comes in and he's sort of, there's a temptation of judgment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he kind of stirs them all up. He finds a way to stir all three of them up in different ways.
That's right.
So that they're thinking, "Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't be here after all." I think it also, it kind of, it's very, they're modern themes.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of modern themes, I think, like women sacrificing their careers or their marriage, that sort of thing.
That's right.
Would you like to expand on that a little bit?
Well, actually, it's been quite interesting for me, being, like, acting in it as well as doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work,
mm-hmm.
And researching. What would they have done? What would Catherine have done in particular? And she was alone in the woods. I mean, in the play, they're together, but basically she was by herself.
Mm-hmm.
Not only was she trying to maintain what she loved to write about and to research about, but she had to carry on household duties. things that she probably had never done before.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of women today who are in that role. They are both mother and father, and
mm-hmm.
also business people in the community and pillars of the community as well. But that's not to say that there aren't. Cantwell often says he's temptation. And
mm-hmm.
temptation can take many different forms. It's not just one nature.
There's
right?
kind of a service thing here too. He's I guess you three have snubbed those two. You've
snubbed
kind of ignored them.
Yes.
So he, you know, doesn't like that. So he kind of wants, you know, a little bit of payback.
That's right.
What it seems like to me. Who are the other two women?
The other two women are Zoe Zahara, who's playing Frances. And Catherine, and I can't pronounce her last name, so I'm just going to call her Catherine. And she is playing the role of Moody as well. And the three of us have had a great time kind of just getting to know one another and getting to know the characters because...
Oh, but this would be fun.
They're real women, right?
Yeah. It was
mm-hmm.
When I was in Top Girls, I had to do a lot of research on Isabella Bird.
Okay.
And she was a real... Like, she was another pioneer. She traveled all over the place. And it was fun. Like, it was, you play this role, but then you learn, you do all this research to find out who this person really was. So that's
mm-hmm.
that's really great. Do you want to give people kind of the information of when the show is?
Sure.
And okay.
Okay, the show runs Friday, October 19th and Saturday, October 20th. The show opens at 8 o'clock, and tickets are $15 at the Kaufman Arts Studio. And that's Queen Street in Kitchener, 132 Queen Street South. So
yep.
if you want to go to the website to ask any other questions, please do. Just type in Kaufman Art Studio and you'll find us.